Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host today, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest is Carmen Joy Davis, president of Alaska Women Speak. Hi, Carmen.
Hi. Hi, Shelley.
So, you're calling us from Anchorage. Thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you for making time to talk a little bit about Alaska Women Speak.
Right. So for our listeners who may not know, what is Alaska Women Speak?
Well, we're a journal. Alaska Women Speak is a journal that's been publishing women's stories, poetry, and art since 1992, so 26 years now.
And can you give us a little history of the journal? How did it begin, and what motivated you or the founders to start it?
Sure. So back in about in the early 90s, a group of women based in Anchorage got together and did a mail campaign across the state to put women writers and communities and nonprofit organizations around the state to ask for donations to start a little magazine. And so they basically cut and pasted all by hand and worked out of a living room and put out the first all mail-out publication. And since then, it has been a quarterly journal. I think one year we had maybe two that went out instead of four. But other than that, it has been consistent, and it really stands to the proves the grassroots has continued to be there. Even though the founders have moved on, and the journal continues to thrive and flourish. New people come in, so there's always a need for it. And there is, we totally survive on donations, subscriptions, and just volunteer grassroots effort.
And how long have you been involved in Alaska Women Speak?
Just since about 2015. Towards the end of 2014, I made a couple of submissions. I'd been writing, and I ran into this little journal in the bookstore, and so I submitted. The theme, I believe, was cabins, and my husband and I have a cabin out in Illiamna country, and so I sent it in, and I had a little poem to go with it, and they wrote back, and that was my first time I was published in Alaska, and I was just so excited, and it's just that kind of journal that grabs you and nurtures you. You know, the editors, we have two editors. We have a prose and a poetry editor, and Kirsten Christensen, who's based out of Sitka, is our poetry editor, and she, I think, was editing everything at the time, and she was just so nurturing and encouraging, and it just was something that I wanted to get involved with, and so, and I think that's how our volunteers step in. They just get really passionate about it, and so we dedicate a part of our life to it.
Well, I'm grateful for your passion and the passion of the editors as well. And the women who submit entries, who are they? What do they have to say?
They're from all walks of life. And we've really worked to diversify in the last 3 years. Being a written hard copy publication, we are a little less known, and also on our shoestring budget, we're less known. But so we have teachers, we have nurses, we have retired people. We have a lot of Alaskans who have left the state, but they still stay connected by subscribing to Alaska Women Speak and submit stories. We have some full-time writers. We have moms. We have we've had people who are we had a homeless writers. We've had people from all walks of life who have a passion to write and share their story.
So every issue, they come out quarterly. Each one has a theme. What's the theme of this fall's issue?
So the fall's issue is ghosts and spirits.
I love
and
it.
That is, yeah. Yes, and we got quite a lot of submissions for this one, so we're really excited for it to come out. It is actually at the press right now. One of the challenges anyone will know with a small press is during the political season, it's very hard to get your journal published. So any day, though, it's due out. And currently, we are taking submissions for our winter issue, which is themed Stoking the Fire.
Oh, very apropos. And the submissions, we talked about them a little bit, but could you say more about how you describe them? Are they essays, short stories? You mentioned poems, research articles, all of the above?
More so, a lot of poetry. Poets are from Homer, from Gustavus, from Sitka area, from up north in the Northwest Arctic, and then a little bit less prose. We also do book reviews, so we'll review Alaska women who have published a book. We'll do a book review, and that's we usually include those with each one review, each publication.
Do you ever accept submissions that are poetry, or excuse me, photography or art, something like that?
We do, and we'd love to receive more of those. So that's an area of growth that we'd like to see. And, you know, that would be driven, like, by having a volunteer who's really interested in kind of building that piece of the journal. So, yes, we would be very interested in entertaining art or photography, visual art. Sometimes it's a challenge to get a good cover. So we really do not get a lot of visual art submissions. And I can only imagine, to be a visual artist, to be able to have your art on the cover of the journal would be really exciting. So,
oh, I would think so too. Hopefully any visual artists that are listening are getting inspired right now.
Please.
So you mentioned volunteers. This is an all-volunteer organization. Can you tell us a bit about how that works?
Sure. So our prose editor is Gabrielle Refuse, and she is here in Anchorage. She has a PhD in English and taught at the University of Alaska Anchorage for some time. Kirsten, as I mentioned, has an MFA in poetry, and most people in the poetry community know her. She's based in Sitka. So she's our poetry editor. Barbara Williams has an MFA. And she's our special projects director. She's really helped us with writing several grants. Then we have Sherry Peterson, and she's out of Fritz Creek, which is outside of Homer, Alaska. So she does our bookkeeping. And let's see, there's myself, and I'm kind of a catch-all. And again, we are looking for volunteers because there's some. Oh, Jennifer Searles. I'm sorry, our layout people. Jennifer Searles is layout editor, and Simonetta Mignano is also working on layout with us. But there's so much to do. There's keeping up a website. There's social media. There's writing. We do appeal letters a couple of times a year. There's the reading. So lots to do, and it's really fun to get together as women and take the input that we get from our subscribers and our submissions, the writers who submit, take their input and help bring their visions to fruition and really provide a great space for women writers to showcase their work.
And your website was very easy to find, and you can also subscribe to the quarterly journal there. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Carmen Joy Davis. She is the president of Alaska Women Speak, a quarterly journal devoted to the expression of ideas, literature, and art of Alaskan women. And Carmen, what you're really here to talk about today, as much as I could, you know, listen to you explain your journal and talk about your journal. Alaska Day, tomorrow, there will be the first ever reading of selections from the journal, and it's taking place right here in Juneau. So tell the good people all about that.
Yes, we're really so excited. So about a year ago, we kept hearing from our writers, our women writers, saying, why don't you do a reading? And so we took them up on their ask, and we held a couple of readings here in the mainly Anchorage and Homer and Mount Sioux area. And then we got some of our writers from Juneau saying, well, we would like to have a reading. So this year we wrote a proposal. This is actually our second grant proposal. We wrote a proposal to the Alaska Humanities Forum to provide for, the proposal was Voices of the Region. And And so we included Juno in that proposal, and what we really noticed in our first year of readings was that women's stories really resonated with, they're directly tied to the land. The voices in Mat-Su were different than the voices in Anchorage, and they were very different than the voices in Homer. So we wanted to kind of draw on that, and then also support, look for, support women's stories, but also look for new and established talent who would hopefully submit to our journal. And just support and grow, help grow established artists and writers, emerging and established artists and writers.
Will the readings, go ahead.
Yes, so the readings, thank you. So the Juno reading is tomorrow. It's at 6 o'clock at Hearthside Books in the Nugget Mall. And Hearthside Books has been a longtime distributor of the journal, so we wanted to partner with them. It's our first venture down there. So just really excited to host seven Juno, well, Southeast writers, because that's the region. So,
and on my and list, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
We have one coming in from Guest Davis, Kate Goesser. So we're really excited to have her. And I think the rest of the writers are probably from the area. And again, I'm new to the Juno region, so I'm looking forward to meeting everybody.
Yeah, when you were going through the list of volunteers and who's stationed where, there was nobody actually in Juno who represents Alaska Women Speak, who works on the publication or who is on the board. But I think that is something you would like to cultivate, yes?
We would love to have a board member from Juno. And again, there are all kinds of opportunities to help out. So we definitely welcome that. And anyone who is interested can certainly send us an email or contact us through our website.
So tomorrow, the reading is taking place in the Nugget Mall as part of Third Thursday. And the keynote address will be delivered by Mary Lou Spartz. And some of the speakers that will be doing readings are Katie Bosler and Kate Besser from Gustavus, Diane DeSluver, Margot Waring, and Amy Penny, and more. Will the readings be from this fall's issue?
There'll be a variety. Some of these readers are intending to submit, and then many have submitted multiple issues this last spring issue and also this fall issue. Also, I want to add that Miriam Wagner will also be joining us. So that's our seventh reader.
Miriam Wagner, thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that. I saw that one and forgot to put it on my list. Well, Carmen, thanks so much for speaking to me today. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about tomorrow's reading, which takes place at 6 o'clock in the Nugget Mall, or Alaska Women Speak?
Just that we really look forward to supporting the women's community of Juno women writers, and we hope to see you there and look forward to being a part of the community for a day at least. Thank you.
And you'll be coming in tomorrow too, right?
I will. I'm coming in tomorrow. Absolutely.
Terrific.
I look forward to meeting folks. Thank you.
Yes. Safe travels, and thanks again so much for speaking to me today.
Thank you, Shelley. You take care.